USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in state at the U.S. Capitol, the first woman and the first Jewish person to lie in state at the Capitol. The veteran liberal justice died a week ago today after a long fight with cancer. Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt was a close friend of Ginsburg's.
In the chambers of Justice Ginsburg hangs a framed piece of art that reads, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. Justice, justice, you must pursue.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris were also on hand. Ginsburg will be buried in a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery next week. They started lower, but stocks have turned around on Wall Street. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
FBI Director Chris Wray testifying to lawmakers that the Bureau is focused on preserving the integrity of U.S. elections. But Wray said the FBI has not seen historically any kind of coordinated national fraud effort in a major election, whether by mail or otherwise. This morning, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had this to say about Wray's comments.
Well, with all due respect to Director Wray, he has a hard time finding emails in his own FBI, let alone figuring out whether there's any kind of voter fraud. This is a very different case. The rules are being changed.
He spoke on CBS this morning, reiterating President Trump's concerns that mostly mail-in ballots would amount to a fraudulent election. Some 70 World War II aircraft will take to the skies above the Washington Mall today, the event meant to mark the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Former President Barack Obama stepping up to support the Democratic ticket as he's scheduled to join Kamala Harris for two virtual fundraisers next Friday. It'll be their first event since she became Joe Biden's running mate. The two holding a similar fundraiser over the summer. Anyone will be able to join for a donation of just $1. Florida prosecutors have dropped charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 79-year-old had been accused of soliciting prostitution at a day spa in Florida in January of 2019. So what about the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration this year? In the face of the continued pandemic, well, as you might imagine, it's heading online, according to Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance, who says the ball drop is still very important.
Of course, these are very different times, but we knew that it would be completely inappropriate to have huge crowds in Times Square, not to mention the fact that neither the mayor or the governor would allow it properly. But we said it's also very important. We're all going to want to say goodbye to 2020.
Tompkins says only a very small group of people will be at the scaled-back celebration in person. The owner of One Times Square, where the ball actually drops, created an app so people can enjoy the virtual experience. You can enjoy us in a virtual sense online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.